Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. The Planning and Zoning Commission on Monday in North Canaan had a hearing planned to discuss a six-month moratorium on boarding houses, but several comments focused on sober homes. No action was taken during the meeting. Following that hearing, more than 50 residents were at that hearing for the session. That was a result of a meeting last fall when citizens came before the commission to express their concerns about the increase of sober homes in the town, citing concerns about health, welfare, and safety of residents, as well as the burden on volunteer emergency personnel and the loss of property values. They have pushed for a ban on the houses. News out of Stockbridge, sculptor Peter Barstow Rockwell, the youngest son of iconic artist Norman Rockwell, passed away Thursday at hospice in Danvers, a suburb of Boston, spending his last weeks visited by his children and grandchildren. He was 83. The family plans a memorial gathering in May at St. Paul's within the walls of the church in Rome, where his work is displayed. From the Berkshire Eagle, the Berkshire District Attorney's Office have received a guilty verdict against an Egremont man with a history of domestic violence, one single count of assault and battery on a household member. The jury found Javier Rosales, 51, guilty on the charge Thursday. He had attacked his wife August 17, 2019. The judge has scheduled sentencing for March. The victim reported multiple instances of verbal and physical abuse dating back to 2015. From USA Today, when Frank Pepe opened his property tax bill in January in Stanford, he found his taxes had been cut by nearly 60%. Pepe is a town of Stanford resident who was newly elected town council member, knew something wasn't right, according to the story. During the budget process, the council had discussed a tax cut of 10.84%, not 59.8%. The town is now trying to figure out what's going on. Stanford is investigating how changes were made to its 2020 budget, which resulted in a tax cut the town cannot afford, according to newly elected supervisor Wendy Burton. In Stockbridge on Sunday, a Wales man was killed in a one-vehicle accident on I-90. Roger F. Tetterall, 73, pronounced dead at the scene. He was traveling westbound near marker 5.6 about 7:30 when his logging truck went off the left side of the highway, crashing into a gully in the median. The accident remains under investigation. Lynn Gelormino is retiring after 6 years as the executive director of the Warner Theater and 20 years working there overall. Her last official day will be in April. Gelormino said the theater will likely announce who its next executive director will be by the end of the week. The Connecticut DEEP announced that the main paved roads at Mohawk State Forest in Cornwall from Route 4 to the towers on the summit will be closed to the public beginning in about the last week of February. No wheeled or foot traffic entry will be permitted for an undetermined duration, likely to be several weeks. The road may be closed for sections as the work progresses rather than in its entirety. What's happening? The Forestry Division, in cooperation with State Parks and logging contractors from Maple Ridge Lawn LLC and Bantam, will be administering a timber harvest to take down roadside hazard trees during that time. In Great Barrington, the Berkshire Natural Resource Council will gather area conservation leaders for a workshop from 3:30 to 5:30 at St. James Place. The purpose of the workshop is to help Berkshire towns and cities learn and share about their experiences with conservation planning. The efforts, in collaboration with the UMass Cooperative Extension and Mount Grace Land Conservation Trust, to implement the Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation's Working Forest Initiative, which has an estate planning component. The Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting at 10 o'clock at the Central Office Conference Room. A potluck lunch will be held for seniors at noon at the Community Room. The guest speaker will be Grief Counselor Claudia Cohen. The Community Room is located in the Pine Plains Free Library on South Main Street. A chocolate festival taking place from 3:30 till 5:30 at Kent Center School. Tickets are $5 at the door, exchanged for a plate, which can be filled with chocolate goodies prepared by local bakers. All proceeds go towards scholarships for the post-secondary education at Kent School. For information, 860-927-3497. In Amenia, the Planning Board has a meeting coming up in the second floor conference room at 7 p.m. Town of Sheffield Planning Board meets at 7 o'clock in the first floor meeting room. The Town of Northeast Planning Board has their meeting set for at 7:30. Board of Finance in North Canaan has a meeting set for at 7:30. Sharon Planning and Zoning Commission meeting Thursday at 5:30 at Town Hall. Northwest Connecticut Arts Council has an Arts Night Out fundraiser at Great Falls Brewing Company in North Canaan. That is Thursday at 6 p.m. The ABC Committee has a special meeting coming up on the 13th at 7 p.m. at the Central Office. In Sharon, the Sewer and Water Commission has a meeting coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Northeast has a public hearing on the town sign law. That is February 13th at 7 till 9 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex. Kent Selectman has scheduled a town budget workshop. One is coming up at Kent Town Hall on the 14th at 9 a.m., also the 18th at 9 a.m., and February 24th at 9 a.m. Most of the sessions will be devoted to meeting with town department heads reviewing budget requests. Sharon Audubon Center is taking part in the Great Backyard Bird Count. Audubon staff will be available during regular business hours Friday through Sunday to help visitors identify and count species at the bird feeder and submit for a count. Questions or more information, contact Sharon Audubon at 860-364-0520. Sue Morse, the founder and science director of Keeping Track, returns to our region following her Mountain Lion Talk last year for a presentation about wolves, coyotes, and foxes. This free talk is set for Friday, 7 till 9 p.m. at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. On Saturday in Cornwall, Breakfast for a Cause is being held at the UCC Parish House. It benefits the Torrington Soup Kitchen. Seating's at 8:30, 9:30, and then 10:30. Meanwhile, Sunday brunch at the Interlaken on Sunday will host a brunch benefiting the Jade Lloyd Fund from 11 till 1. They'll be serving up omelets, waffles, quiche, and all sorts of other culinary delights. The cost for adults, $19.95. Children 10 and under, $10. Children under 4 are free. Reservations are recommended at 860-435-9878. Of course, this Sunday brunch benefits, once again, the Jane Lloyd Fund. Also coming up on Sunday, it's the Daytona 500 Chili Cook-Off, the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York, beginning at 12 noon. Chili entrants get free admission. There's cash prizes, raffles, and dessert auction. Your admission includes beverages and limited beer, $5 for children under 10. If you don't like chili, don't worry about it. They've got hot dogs and baked potatoes also. The winners will be announced at 2 p.m. You're invited to stay and watch the Daytona 500. Or just head home to your cozy sofa. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was just about steady, down a tiny bit, 29,276.34. NASDAQ starts off today up a little over 10 points, 9638.94, and the S&P 500 starts off today at 3357.75. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.